All right, we're live, and we're alive. What's up, everybody? Today,
I don't know. Will said it last.
Ladies and gentlemen, what if you're in?
Yeah, that's exactly how we sound.
What I was going to say is right now, you're probably watching this on Monday morning, as you normally do, but we are actually not filming this on Sunday night. Why,
no,
you might
ask. What are you talking
about?
Why are you exposing us?
Because currently, why, you might ask? Well, because currently, Austin is probably somewhere vacationing on this day. On
He's
this
in
Monday,
Barbados.
As a matter of fact.
Leave him alone.
That's right.
Yeah,
he wanted
thank
to
you.
Fucking, he wanted to go
do
on a
you
vacation.
Do you remember vacations? Neither do I.
Okay, well, look,
well,
I,
to be fair,
you guys can take them too. Mama. You just choose not to.
To be fair, Austin did have a show.
I did have a show.
He
thank
did have
you.
One show.
He did a stream.
I did.
He did a stream, so he has to take a vacation.
I have to take it. I take vacations in between my shows.
Yeah.
Look, I've more. I've adopted a more socialist European lifestyle
schedule. Bro, Europeans would look to your situation and be like, one, that's way too gay for us. Okay. And
what?
Two,
Europeans are so gay.
That's what I mean. You're gayer than the Europeans.
What? How is that? How did I go from not being gay enough to gayer than Europeans?
On the vacation front, you are the gayest man in America.
Really?
Gays are always on vacation.
Yeah, but I mean,
gays
yeah, because we realize that there are R&R is very important to life.
Yeah. Mm.
We love vacation.
So that's why we're filming this on Wednesday.
Why didn't you let Kaya do any zins?
I have.
I think she's big enough.
She's bad. She's
I
a bad bitch.
Vibe.
Let her
she
in. She wants to horseshoe him.
She's walking away from
Pack
you.
One in between the paws.
Hey, do drugs, Kaya. Come here.
No, truly, I saw that all of us wanted to have our weekends, so I said, you know what, team? Let's do it today.
I prefer not
let's
to have my
weekend. Let's do the zin episode. Let's all pack a zin.
Do you guys want
to
pack a
Marsh
zin?
Marsh wants to do it.
Austin's going to throw up.
Yeah,
I will definitely.
I will throw up everywhere.
Cutie will definitely vom, but I feel like it's good content.
But I'll have a good attitude about it.
Hold on. I think both of us would have a similar reaction, probably.
Why do you want to be like me?
Your
own personality.
I want to start out here. This is a rough
one. Start out by saying something. Cutie Cinderella, you look gorgeous today.
Kill yourself. What's on? Yeah.
You look gorgeous today.
Snaps on that.
Yeah. It's like,
I didn't straighten my hair. I need a hoodie, actually. My knees look fat.
Listen,
no, they don't.
That's not ever anything that I've ever seen.
Knees?
Your knees look fat?
They look fat.
It's literally not even a part of the body that gets
fat. I
want to
cover up. Can I have a blanket? Is there a blanket, Marsh? Yay.
Wow. That's so sexy.
Why are you covering him up?
Austin's going to ask for a hoodie now.
No, I don't.
You came in, dressed to the nines. You're looking noticeably not wet.
She was wet on Wine About It that we filmed together, by the way. We
yeah,
did an episode
you,
of Wine
you are
About
looking
It.
Noticeably not damp, even a little bit.
Yeah.
And immediately you cover up.
I feel great.
Yep.
So Wine About It gets all the trad content, your trad.
All the moisture.
They got
the
my
moisture.
Dampness.
Yeah, no,
I
they got
the damp
to...
there. Hey, baby.
Yeah,
you
actually.
Damp together, Kaya?
Cutie and I are leaving. We're going to Wine About It permanently.
Oh,
we're retiring.
We have drama.
We have so much drama.
We recorded Wine About It an hour ago.
Yeah.
We're not drunk, by the way.
Yeah.
But we did hella coke.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he was talking about how, remember when this pod first started?
Wait, what? Cutie, I thought they were never going to know about this. Okay, fine. Let's talk about
it. Remember when this pod first started?
And it was just you two.
2 years ago?
Yeah. And we weren't a part of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then
and things
you guys
were so
were like,
much better.
I won't say it
oh,
again.
Yeah.
I
Will
can't do it too.
Made so much
episode.
Money during that time, right?
He made one singular shoe.
Yeah.
Well, it was a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
you
remember that? That was such a great time, right, Will?
Yeah.
I think we made a total of $6,000 at the end of it all. And
I will admit, it was less stressful.
Well, yeah, it's less stressful because you were at a different place in your career, too.
Yeah, now you're famous.
Yeah, now you're famous.
Don't blame
they
us
have
for your
daggers
fame.
For you.
Actually,
yeah.
Blame us for your fame. You're welcome.
Yeah.
They have literally they have daggers for you. I'm not saying anything.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything here.
Yeah.
What's the drama?
So you guys would be like, Cutie, do you want to come on the podcast? And I'd be like, ugh. And then I'd come. And then he'd be like, Cutie, come on the podcast. I'd be like, ugh. Apparently that whole time he was texting you guys and was like, can I please be on the podcast?
I invited myself on the podcast.
This is true.
This is how I ended up here, is I invited myself on the podcast, and I've ever since then I've had a chip on my shoulder. I'm like, I have to be there every week.
Yep.
And I fly in.
So you're telling me we didn't have to pay you?
No, no, you definitely had
I'm
to pay
realizing
me.
Now we did not have
wait,
to
wait, hold on.
A
that
fucking...
goes against everything you believe
you're
in. Of course you had to pay me. Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck?
You get TikTok weird. Clips, bitch.
Yeah, we're cutting you out.
You no, you can't cut clips. Me out. That's against everything you believe in. I would write a twit longer.
I don't think you guys understand. I believe that, one, streaming is the hardest profession on the planet.
I am not. I disagree with him. I'm brave.
And every... Okay, you and your...
Fuck you.
You and your boyfriend both. They're like, look how... Look
I'm
going
to make a video
not,
about
look
it.
Look how not out of touch I am. I don't believe this. I can't believe he said something so ridiculous.
I think streaming is so freaking easy.
Yeah.
I think it's harder than being a mother.
For those of you who do not have access to Twitter and maybe didn't see it, I got canceled again. But like it wasn't even real. I mean, it's never real, but this time it was less real.
Yeah,
it will be. Yeah, I'll probably be canceled by
the
some
next cancellation.
Yeah. I'll be canceled by something different by that moment. But for the time being, I'm canceled for saying that streaming is the most difficult job on the planet, and that no other job in the real world compares to how soul sucking and soul crushing streaming is. And that's a real take that I definitely believe. That's definitely. What I believe in.
You're a piece of shit.
I'm a real piece of shit.
Imagine the people. I'm trying to think of a really awful job right now.
Imagine the people giving birth right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like people.
Imagine moms.
People who are mining for sulfur.
Yeah. Imagine the people working on the oil rigs in Alaska.
Yeah. Those guys, they don't have stuff like me.
There's someone right now scraping poop.
That is so funny that y'all are they're coming at you for being out of touch. They can't even think of the hard jobs. That's how insulated these two fuckers are that they were like, imagine you had to shovel duty.
I was specific. The problem was my brain instantly went to something about diva cups, and I was trying to think of somebody whose job it was to pull diva cups out of people.
It's not a job.
It's not a job.
I know it's not a job, but I wanted it to be, and then I realized it's
Austin,
not.
Austin, rattle
five
jobs. Rattle five jobs off the top of your head
Austin.
Right now.
Name five jobs.
Waiter.
Bitch.
Pilot. Doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. There's no way.
I don't know.
It's him. A lot of pressure. Okay? It's
do it. Two more jobs right now, you fucker.
Nurse and Say, accountant.
Okay. Good job.
That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot of pressure. It's just like the name five women thing, right? I'm at, like, think about
name
it.
Name five women. I said, go.
Stacey Abrams, Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton.
Abs.
Oh Whitney God. Houston and Mariah Carey.
He's so gay and political.
Yeah. That was insane.
Fuck.
That was okay. Well, it's additionally funny that Mr. I have to take a vacation after I did 15 minutes in the tub.
Excuse me, 2.5 hours in the tub.
2.5 hours in the tub. I got two prunies, so I got to go on vacation.
Okay, look, this vacation was planned before I did my tub show.
Okay.
And I'm working now, okay?
Yeah, you're gonna
see my
man.
Output go up exponentially.
You basically are working.
I had a meeting
rig.
Yesterday.
That's crazy.
He told me about his day yesterday. He was like, I woke up. I woke up at 9.
Starbucks.
I showered.
No Starbucks. I don't drink that coffee.
No.
Generic coffee.
Then he went to a generic coffee place for a meeting. And then he went to the gym for 3 hours. And then he had to eat.
He's just,
and then he
course.
Had to shower.
Yes, and then I had a facial.
He had a facial. And then he could finally go home and relax.
Wait, every part of that day that you described is like what I do for relaxation. Not a single part of that was work.
Hold on.
He had a meeting at a generic coffee location.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And it was an hour and a half.
I also had a haircut.
Oh, I forgot about the haircut. That was
Thank
my
you.
Fault.
Okay. Yeah. That's
crazy. Not every day, though. Other days are a little bit more busy, but that was one of my lighter days.
But yeah, it was for those of you who are not in the know, I guess, what ended up happening was I got clipped out of context immediately. And in a matter of 10 minutes, it went to LSF and then immediately to Twitter. And then in like approximately an hour, like Keemstar was tweeting about it. Every fucking right wing or right wing adjacent person was like, this fucking piece of shit. Streamers are such garbage, am I right? Which, to those guys, I have to say, you know, enjoy the $17 you get from Twitter ad revenue.
I think take the S off that. Streamers.
Teamers?
Streamer.
Oh, streamer. Okay.
My man went teamers. He took the wrong S off.
I don't know what you were talking
Ugh.
About.
All week, I'm like, yeah. I don't even know that guy.
Yeah,
what the
I know.
Fuck?
It's so funny because like everyone was like that, except for Asmongold, by the way. Shouts out to Asmongold. brave hero.
I will never defend your ass.
For valiantly taking, for diving on that sword and was like, no, I get what he's saying. This is out of context and you guys are ridiculous. And everyone yelled at him too. People were like mad at him too. Anyone that like dare speak out. And your boyfriend also played a role in this because he wanted to clickbait Outrage Farm a little bit and then talk about what he actually wanted to talk about.
Did we clickbait our own episode? It's different.
We did.
Yeah, it was a great title, though.
It is a little bit different.
Were we one of ten? Two of ten?
See, right, it's pretty close. Is it falling also, a little bit since they
we
realized
also,
it
we also did...
Yeah.
Ooh.
We also did not... fake Photoshop and make it seem like I said streaming is the hardest job on the planet as the thumbnail.
But
Hassan thinks his job is harder than yours is the best title we've come up with at the podcast. Yeah. That was awesome.
So
yeah.
So obviously as someone who has done this is a safe space. I think people know my background. As someone who's done a pretty not insignificant amount of work in the field of labor, specifically in alleviating workplace conditions. Of course, I don't believe that streaming is the toughest job.
I want to see you out on the freaking farm with my dad.
Yeah,
I can do it.
I don't think you work hard enough.
I've worked at a ranch before.
I want to see you. I want to see you out freaking mowing lawns with him.
Yep.
Ugh, I hate mowing lawns. That'd be terrible.
There's lawns on the farm.
Well,
what kind of farm is this?
It's a grass farm.
He grew up. Yeah.
It's a farm.
He grew
of grass.
Up on a potato farm, but then he moved out. And
where do you think
he...
that grass comes to the neighborhood?
How do you think the
no,
farm?
But of it's... all the chores to do on a farm, that's not the one that.
Well,
I...
no, because he graduated from the farm and he owns a landscaping company now, and he works really hard.
So that's not.
But it's
farm.
A little snowy in Washington, so you have to go plow. And did you know it's dangerous to shovel snow over the age of 35?
So wait, just
you
to
would die, bitch.
Just to submit.
What?
Just to submit.
Uh huh.
There's no farm anymore.
Well. We do have a potato farm.
You do?
But my grandparents died and my cousin lives there.
What happened to
potatoes? Are there no potatoes?
I don't think she's doing great at growing potatoes.
So there's no farm.
Well.
So
because she's trying to grow potatoes in Washington.
Why
they don't
is
even
it
grow
so
there?
Difficult for you
no,
to come up with
no,
one job?
The farm is in Idaho.
Uh-oh.
Well,
you guys are gonna actually
mean?
Fucking
I'm
kill just, me.
I'm trying to give you a job that's my heritage.
Yeah, Mormon heritage.
I literally... own and operate the number one barn
lawnmower.
In Michigan, oh. Remember?
Yeah, it's a prize-winning
okay,
barn.
You
thank you very much.
Have like bougie barn.
No, it's
what?
A prize-winning barn. It's not
we
a bougie
make honey
barn.
Out of it.
Honey is cool. Potatoes are not as
do you
cool.
Pay
you don't make them!
We used to! That's how bad we're doing, okay?
Do you pay your bees a livable wage?
This is why we need employees like Hassan to get his shit together and plant us some potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Fucking...
Do you?
I don't think I'd be a good potato farmer.
That's what I thought.
I will admit. Probably better than your cousin, who apparently has destroyed the potato farm.
Really famined it
she's
up.
Yeah. Struggling with the
your cousin is pulling a British on the Irish Island.
Famined it up.
She ruined our potato
I swear,
farm.
My ribs are going to be so much worse.
My legacy is destroyed.
Oh,
maybe I should move to the farm.
Wait, is that how they get? Is that the, how they figured out how to make Mormon funeral potatoes? Is they all had potato farms? And
I don't.
They,
I don't think so.
I don't think it's like a genetic thing.
There was some extra heat in that you, answer.
You don't know anything about my culture, don't you dare
I
say funeral
say,
potatoes
so
again.
At the Delta Sky Clubs in every city, they have like local flavors. And at the Salt Lake City International Airport, the local flavor was literally hash brown funeral potatoes.
Do you guys want to come over for funeral potatoes someday?
Yes, I'd
sure.
love to. They're
wait,
my
are you
going to
kill
I don't
someone?
Know. I think that's bad juju. I think if you were to eat funeral potatoes without a funeral, you're asking for one.
We
to show
ate
up.
Them every Sunday.
Didn't a lot
did
of people,
people
die around you?
Yeah, yeah
they
a
died
of
the potato
in
famine.
Yeah.
That her cousin called.
Yeah, my cousin stopped playing
lost
potatoes,
a lot of
so
good
I haven't moments. Had I haven't had funeral potatoes in a few years because of her.
She was the one potato carrier for the entire fucking area.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
God, wow, okay. You guys are cooked. Anyway, but to move along with the story. Ludwig got a little taste of what I deal with on a daily fucking basis, it seems, where he got some death threats on LinkedIn, as a matter of fact.
He got death threats on LinkedIn?
I didn't even know this. He doesn't tell me shit.
That's deep.
Yeah.
He watch
made
his videos,
a,
that's some dedication.
He made a mogul move
gay
about it.
It was a very well-formatted death threat that came with a recommendation.
Yeah.
That's
and,
a good joke.
It is. I think
did
it's
it?
Great.
No.
Oh, sorry.
No,
it's
no.
LinkedIn.
I don't think the death threat
I've had
well
a glass
formatted.
Of wine and a cup of coffee.
Yeah. We're
okay.
fucked up.
You just became an East Coaster there for a second.
That's always how I say coffee.
No.
No, you've never said it like that before.
Whoa? Roll the tapes.
Judy, what brand of coffee do you have next to you?
None.
No!
You're spilling worse than Austin.
She's becoming me.
This is crazy.
You guys are becoming more similar.
Can I use the bear's foot to clean it up?
What? No!
No! That's cute!
Why did you say yeah to that?
I love when Marshall's on my team.
I'm so proud of you. This is what I would do. Do it.
That's cute. Don't hurt the cute thing.
I'm scared my coochie's going to fall out. Wait. I'm wearing shorts.
I don't think your coochie's going to fall out. And if it did, it'd be beautiful and natural.
Is this a nice sweater?
What? Yes.
We need an incident like that.
Don't use the sweater to wipe off the coffee.
We need a PR stunt. Let's just have a slip up.
Do you only have nice things?
What? No.
You look like someone who only has nice things. Like clothes.
I try to buy and consume things that I'm proud of and have minimal waste.
Oh. I shop at Old Navy.
Hey, no, Old Navy gets it done.
They do get it done, but they are fast fashion. Old Navy.
Is fashion at...
Oh, yeah. They had big fires in Indonesia. At one point, a bunch of people died in their factories.
Oh, my God. Dude, so many $5 fleeces went up in
flames. Yeah, and $1 flip-flops. It was crazy.
You know who's really stepped up their game is American Eagle.
Really?
Yeah, I'm serious.
His boyfriend shops there, okay?
I don't have a boyfriend, I'm kidding.
Fucking expired.
Wait, okay, hold on. Hassan, before you say that, remember those paint pants that you compliment all the time?
Yeah, I know they're American Eagle.
They're American Eagle. Abercrombie and Fitch. That's who stepped
up
their game.
Stepped it up.
I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. Abercrombie and Fitch has really stepped up their game.
Uh-huh.
Which is
they really
cool,
have. Go in there. They've got some good shit.
They stepped it up like 2 years ago. Now everyone's getting on it.
That's what I'm saying. It's good shit.
If Austin knows about it, it's over. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Don't you like this?
I like it.
It's all right. It's nice.
That's not nice. You're not being nice.
You're not being nice at all.
What is it? It's nice.
This is why I was mean to you.
I like it.
When you
Will likes it,
emo.
And that's what matters, because Will has better fashion than you.
You're going to really piss him off.
Me? No, I don't give a shit. You guys can say whatever you want. Don't hear everything times a million every day? It's fine.
Oh,
you're stupid.
Okay.
That sure. One felt unnecessary.
Well, yeah, no, I guess, I mean, we can move along from that part of the subject. I guess it's fine. I am canceled once again as being anti-work and anti-labor and spoiled.
About time.
Yeah, finally. I guess the thing I wanted to say is, like, the one part about this that annoys me is that, like, people that know it's fucking out of context that don't actually have exactly positive views on labor in general will turn around and use this as an opportunity to be like, yeah, that guy's really out of touch and privileged, am I right? Me, on the other hand, I'm fucking so in touch. And it's just, like, it's lame as fuck. It's cowardly.
I think if you have to argue if you're in touch or not in touch.
Well, they don't have to argue that they're in touch. They just point to, like, someone who looks out of touch to be like, he's out of touch. I, on the other hand, I'm good.
Most people are like,
I'm one of the good ones. Yeah,
in general.
Fucking,
we're all hypocrites. All of us.
Hungry.
I try to limit it. Anyway,
see, there you go.
Considering that,
hypocrite.
Okay, you guys don't want to deal with this at all. I understand. Let's move on. Let's talk about something else.
Okay.
P. Diddy.
What happened?
Turns out P. Diddy apparently is outed as a bisexual man who may or may not have allegedly sex trafficked people and even
we're really moving on to the light stuff.
Yeah,
here.
What the I was just going to say.
Okay, let's not talk about that.
No, you guys bring up whatever.
No, you guys talk. You guys bring up something. I'm done.
Well, I have a whole topic list, actually.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, here we go.
Wait, are we not talking about Will Neff's ribs? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Knows about it.
We can talk about that, and Marsh can edit in a clip. No, he won't. He's not going to do it. He's just shaking his head. Like he's
Stop bullying him.
I'm great. That hurt a little bit, though.
So I went down to work out with one of my heroes, Ronnie Coleman.
I didn't know anything about Ronnie Coleman.
Ronnie Coleman's an 8-time Mr. Olympia.
Yeah, he's cooler than Arnold Schwarzenegger, apparently.
I'm sorry, who?
Schwarzenegger.
Yep, that's who he's cooler than. And so I was working out with him, and there's a long lead in because Ronnie is awesome and he loves to sign autographs. So we had to wait for like 4 hours to work out with him. And
what are you laughing at?
He's laughing at his own shit. It's pissing me off.
Are you laughing at your own shit?
Yes, I'm laughing at my own shit.
Okay. So
can Will have a moment for
yes,
once?
Yes, no, please. No, it's all right. Go ahead.
We've been working out all day, and then we got to work out with Ronnie, and I was doing a bench with him, and I was juiced because he kept saying how strong I was, and I was up there. And I accidentally clipped the rack with the bar and dropped 200 and some odd pounds on my rib cage and just compressed like an accordion.
Mm.
And I was okay. I got some bruised ribs. I've been working out. But
you get a scan?
No, fuck no.
Be a bruise, even if it's a broken rib, they don't do shit.
Nothing you can do about it. I know all about that.
Oh, that's right,
because
Hassan and I almost died in a golf cart accident.
Yeah, a tragic golf cart accident.
You almost died in the accident? Your pinky?
Bro, it's not my fault. You're probably the reason why we fucking crashed.
Damn, he's going to fat shame you again.
That is fucking insane.
No.
you say this every episode now. I'm beginning to think that you are fat shaming me.
No, I'm size shaming you.
That's insane. That's just the more PC term for fat shaming.
You're not fat, you're large.
That's okay, stop. Oh my God, I'm going to start being
But anyway, I got to work out with Ronnie Coleman, and it was a childhood dream come true.
Did you get a picture with him?
Oh, yeah.
And an autograph?
Yeah, I got the autograph I got for my cousin, so I'm really excited. Nice.
Wait, did you have to pay the $20?
No,
I didn't have to. I didn't get a picture.
Oh my God, did Ronnie Coleman charge you $20?
No, I didn't get a photo.
He didn't have $20.
So
you
didn't have $20 on you, broke boy.
No, but he was charging $20. I didn't ask for a photo.
Oh,
because I felt I should have gotten a photo.
Yeah, I suspect because he's weak.
You're hard to like.
Look, I you could. That's the one thing I don't care about strength at all. It's all about aesthetics.
We know.
Hey, look, I watched all y'all get in there with the worst form I've ever seen.
Oh,
okay,
damn.
Form police.
All right. Wee-woo. I'm a form queen. Look, I lift the weight with proper form.
Yep,
that's it.
I respect you know that.
Mean? Y'all can kick my ass.
No matter how
tear me to pieces, but I look good.
Little weight you're lifting, you do it well.
I do. That's right. That's right. That's
little right. Baby boy weight.
All right, let's go to your topics that we're cracking.
They
up.
Actually, they all kind of suck.
No,
is that why you were laughing? Is that why you were laughing?
Well, I got the P. Diddy one on there.
Oh, do you?
Yep.
What else does it say about the P. Diddy one on there? Let's broach your topic a little bit more.
I want to know what P. Diddy did.
This is what P. Diddy accusations and the lack of outrage about them because the victims are male speculation. Speculation of more closeted entertainers and Austin's experience. This is my team that wrote this, of being openly gay in a very public entertainment space. I don't know what that is.
You get trafficked by P. Diddy?
No, I didn't. Not that I know of. I don't know.
Isn't P. Diddy in jail?
No.
No.
Who's the guy of what? R. Kelly. R. Kelly.
What? Did you think R. Kelly and P. Diddy were the same person?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a topic, red flags and green flags in a relationship. That's really hot on TikTok right now. The other thing is...
That's not bad.
FaZe Banks is the CEO of FaZe, again.
Yep. Fucking FaZed up right now, there's son.
You think FaZe would sign me?
No.
What? But I work so hard.
I know you do, but they don't.
Don't say streamers work hard.
Well, you don't work
hard. I'm not a streamer. I'm a producer.
There you go.
Okay. Don't say producers work hard.
I'm not a rapper.
What's a green flag in a relationship for you, gentlemen?
Ooh, head.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Hassan, what about... You're so simple.
Oh, what? I thought this was a safe space.
It's not.
What's a green flag in a relationship, cutie?
Someone who is funny.
That's what?
That's
just a characteristic. At least Will had the decency to make a joke, kind of, but also serious. The fuck? You just went, you just said a trait.
I think that they wanted you to say something more.
Green flag, someone who listens to NPR.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Why?
Because then you're in the car with them and listen to NPR and you feel all safe.
Green flag for me, strong opinions on something nerdy. Mm. Whether they be good or bad. I like nerds. I like impassioned, nerdy women.
That's insane because I talk about Taylor Swift and you hate it. and I'm so passionate.
That's not really nerdy, though.
That's not nerdy.
Oh, okay.
It's also borderline psychotic.
What? Bro, okay.
Yeah, you've been doling it out for a while.
No, you said
bring up that lunch pail and get some.
You said nerdy about a certain subject. I am nerdy about Taylor Swift. What do you think the word nerd means?
I think he meant like having a niche interest in something that's like intellectually stimulating.
Oh, you think my niche interest isn't in Taylor Swift?
We're a little worried.
Why don't
about
you
want to
date me, Will?
We're a little worried about your interest in Taylor Swift.
Red flag.
All right, well.
Swiftie.
My knee looks so big today.
Okay.
Hassan, green flag?
Green flag, someone who makes time for you.
Shut up.
Oh, you're such
a
bitch.
I'm being serious.
Because I said funny and you were...
Why did you guys take that so... Okay, hold on. That was a joke.
What the fuck?
You call me gay for loving people, okay? And
that's
then,
crazy.
No. We don't.
Crazy.
We don't call you gay for loving people.
I'm sorry. I feel fat and
we call you gay for being gay.
No, Hassan says when I do like romantic things with boys, he calls me gay.
I called
Marsh. Do you want me to expose you right now?
For watching Ludwig.
Do you want me to expose
you
right now?
You do some gay ass shit, dude.
They don't care.
Why you were called gay?
Oh, yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Yeah!
Don't.
Yeah, I'll blow the whistle.
No,
you
don't
do
blow.
Some
I'll blow
gay
whistles
shit.
For the record, it was romantic related, and that's why they called me gay, and they have a right to for this particular situation.
That's right.
And I rescind.
Shut your fucking mouth.
I rescind. It was very romantic and very gay, and Hassan, you know what? The fact that you want your partner to spend time with you, I think is lovely. You know what? You're just such a sweet-hearted person.
I held his ass to the flames.
You're such a sweet-hearted person. And you know what? You may come off as this, I don't know, arrogant prick.
By the way, to just clarify to everybody at home, what I was going to bring up is not something illicit or that is denigrative of
Yeah, it was just
Austin's
a man
character.
Talking about his feelings.
It's
and
just,
so then Will
Austin
said he was...
would be embarrassed.
Yeah, I would be embarrassed. It was a part of my personal life in which I was loving a person.
A little too much,
right? Okay. Anyway, but Hassan,
I wish it was something illicit and cool.
Hassan, I've been bullying you today, and I do apologize. Yeah, as a friend,
really
I should do better. And to make up for it, I'm inviting you to breakfast tomorrow morning.
Red flag for me.
Are you staying here tonight?
Yeah, I'm staying here tonight.
Oh,
I'll
I didn't
come
even
to
know.
Breakfast too. Red flag
yeah,
for
let's
me.
Have breakfast
Red flag for me personally. Personally. Astrological symbols.
Why is that?
Ooh.
I don't like them.
He doesn't like them.
The zodiac stuff, like
zodiac
really being
stuff,
invested
yeah.
into it is a red flag. That's like you're eliminating a big chunk of the female population.
I know.
That's crazy.
That was a brave thing for me to say. Why don't you say something brave?
Witchcraft.
That's a red flag for you?
I don't like it.
How many men?
A lot of guys.
How many men
in
like
the Mormon community into witchcraft?
I'm not into it.
Oh, she means like watching Harry Potter?
No, I love Harry Potter.
I hate when my boyfriend watches witchcraft. That was a real Mormon take for me.
I think
good
I'm bleeding
shit.
Internally.
No, Mormons can watch Harry Potter. So you're thinking of different religion.
I wasn't allowed to watch Harry Potter as a kid.
Wait, what?
My mom said it was witchcraft, and so she didn't allow me to watch it. But I watched Super Troopers when I was 7, so I don't know what the
fuck. Green flag? Good relationship with siblings.
Ooh, yeah, good relationship with family in general.
I like a family. I don't care if your family's a little kooky, nuts. Obviously, you know, if your family sucks, you can have a conversation with me about that. But if I meet your family and they don't suck and you still don't have a relationship with them, then
red
I'm kind of like, hey.
Green flag, must love Kaya, must love animals in general.
Yeah.
Red flag if they do not like dogs.
Yes.
Who the fuck? Actually, now that I think about it, who doesn't like dogs?
Some people don't.
That's
I love dogs. It's just they're a lot to take care of. Is that a red flag?
You're not going to date him.
Yeah. I guess
green
we're
flag
not doing...
goes to the gym.
Green flag goes to the gym.
Green flag goes to the gym.
That's a good one.
Green flag. Freaky.
Oh, my God.
You said that with the cadence of like a 47-year-old twice divorced aunt.
You're like that guy in Family
from
Guy.
From Minnesota. What the fuck was that? Elaborate.
I don't know.
I don't
somebody who's
it.
A little wild. You know what I mean? Likes to go crazy. You know?
Yeah.
Green flag. You know, like somebody who, like, let's, I don't know, let's Let's fucking a restroom.
Ooh.
Right?
Okay.
I don't think that's freaky. Freaky.
Yeah, that's freaky. Have you done that before, Will? Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
You fucked in a lot of restrooms. What about an airport bathroom?
No.
Is that's something you can't admit to, right? Because that's a felony.
What?
No, I don't think so.
I was in an airport and I waited outside a restroom and then a couple came out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
Did you shun them?
No, I didn't. I was like, they were in there. So this is what I evaluated. I think they were fucking because I sat there and I was like, you don't go in with your couple to poop together. And they
some
were
people do.
That's weird. I couldn't poop with my significant other.
I feel like Cutie would do that to be like, evaluate my poop.
No, I only did that once, but not with Ludwig.
All right, red flag. Biggest red flag for me. Doesn't like movies.
Mm. We will never be together.
You don't like movies?
I just can't sit through them. They're so long.
I don't like most movies either.
So long.
That's so weird. Wait, we're going to go to Dune 2 premiere, no?
Wait, that's this weekend.
We already missed it. It already happened.
I thought we were going to go watch Dune 2 together.
Wait, you never invited me?
No,
you're the one that invited everybody.
Oh, yeah, we're going.
When?
Oh, my God.
What day?
Whatever day you want.
Wait, can we wait till I'm back?
No.
No.
Hold on.
Our life doesn't get put on pause because you want to go on a fucking vacation.
Where are you going anyway?
Hold on, Hassan. Where are we right now?
Ooh.
Whose house is this?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you're talking about the house where I fucking carved out an entire studio space?
Well,
you guys don't even like that much?
I'm fine with it.
I like it. I'm happy with it, too. You fucking better be, too.
No, look. No, Hassan. Hassan.
Uh-huh.
I have to, like, the earth is suffering right now because of how much
travel you do?
Yes.
Your carbon footprint?
My carbon emissions are crazy for this podcast.
So I'm going to alleviate that by going on vacation and...
Yeah, you still flew here.
Yeah,
look,
there's
it's a long tailwind. Great. Gusts of wind gonna carry me through the air.
Great.
So you have to get back.
Gusts of wind.
Yeah. That probably is offset by the
Yeah. No, gust of wind is so hard, it's just like you're flying with no gas.
Any other big red flags or green flags before we move on?
I brought up the topic and I can't think of any.
I mean, it's like lame, but I do care about the politics of my partner. So I do think it's a green flag if they are also pro working class people, recognize, like, they don't have to be like a Marxist Leninist or anything, but as long as they're like, yeah, you know, poor people got it rough and the system kind of sucks and that they don't mind paying taxes, you know, that sort of thing, then that's a major
what if they were a landlord?
Red flag.
Really? Like, you would not date a landlord?
I mean, maybe. I don't know, depends.
All right, next topic. Austin, pull it up.
That was it, really.
That's the topics that your team.
I got this team through 20 minutes of content. Okay, that was great,
right? You brought up a TikTok trend.
Yeah, and I didn't fucking comment on it at all. And I'm not. That's not even a clip for me. I sacrificed that one for the group.
This is.
Wait, what are you talking about? What you didn't? Okay, what's your green flag? You want?
I can't even think of it.
This is your problem.
Oh my God. You made it seem like it's our fault that you didn't come up with anything.
Yes, you did. You said kinky.
Well, you said head.
Yeah, but that was a joke.
He was joking.
Mine was a joke too.
Good save.
Okay, then give us your actual red flag. Green
flag. green flag. Great communicator.
Oh my God.
Bro, just say it. Abs, okay? That's
no.
your fucking green flag.
No,
red
it's
flag,
not.
Lack of abs.
No.
Green flag, abs. Red flag, lack of abs. Don't even.
Look, don't act like y'all don't have, like, types.
I ain't got no type. Bad bitches is the only thing that I like.
I got one for Will. Red flag, no boobs. Green flag, boobs.
Like a boobless person?
No. Like,
what do you mean, no boobs?
Red flag.
I've seen this man date women with,
I like boobs of all shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
See?
I've seen this man.
But without boobs, red flag.
Who is without boob?
You can have a double A and still have boobs.
I've seen some very tasteful mastectomies, too, with really cool tattoo jobs.
Okay, fine. Maybe that's a green flag then. Boobs in general, green flag.
Women. You failed so
women,
hard.
Green flag.
Yeah.
Women, green flag, not women, red flag.
Yeah, that's misogynistic. You're a misogynist for that one.
I can't win today.
Yeah, no.
I can't win. I decided to move the podcast filming to Wednesday to alleviate and let everybody have a nice weekend, and this is what I get for it.
That's not what happened at all. It would have been better for all of our schedules if we did it on Sunday.
No, Cutie was talking. She's like, I need a good weekend off, right, Cutie?
I'm not doing anything. I don't got one
she
thing
ain't got
weekend.
Nothing going on.
I have Survivor.
You guys don't have what we have
tonight
going
is
on
busy.
Over here.
Cutie, we need to talk. We need to have a meeting, you and I. We need to talk about how our dynamic needs to get stronger because they're kicking our ass today.
Don't loop her into this.
They're kicking. They are kicking our ass. You're trying to wipe up your coffee with the bear. Okay, don't try to think about that.
You suggested she do that.
Yes, and that's when
you got excited when she was doing it. You're like, just like me.
Yeah, exactly. And I think she should have done it, but she didn't because she let them win.
Yeah. What
topics do you have?
I watched, I don't even like trashy TV, but I did it because everyone was talking about it. And I was like, I'm going to do it so then I can talk about it. I watch TV, like I skip through it and then I watch and then I skip through it, and then I watch.
Go on.
Squeak up, Marsh. He hates it. I fast forward and then watch. My fast forward. And
forward through TV shows.
Yeah, and I search for them. I know, I've been watching Love is Blind because I wanted to see, because everyone's talking about it. We're going to get there. Everyone's been talking about it, and I've never watched it, and so I was like, okay, I'll watch it. Essentially, what you do, if you don't know the show, you have to date, but you date in these pods. So imagine Austin's in that other room, and, you know, we meet at noon, and I'm like, do you want to have kids someday? And you're like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, love him. Like, that's what we do, and we fall in love through the walls. And then if you choose to propose to me, then we can meet in person.
Well, you have to decide to get married before you meet in person.
Yes.
And you don't know.
Why love hence is the blind. But there used to be a better show. I'm not kidding you. I forget what it's called. There used to be a way better show. It was a version of this. It was like on CBS or some shit where they would, Dating in the Dark. That's what it was called. And it was essentially Love is Blind, but it was literally pitch black and it was so sick. Anyway, they got rid of it for something. I don't remember why. But Love is Blind is the show now, and they date and they fall in love and blah, blah, blah. And everyone, that's why it's easy to thumbnail skip, because you can see when they're crying or when they're happy or whatever. And so you just search.
That's insane. That's an insane way to watch TV.
You don't.
Let her do her thing. Let her do her
you
thing.
You watch anime and it's 10 minutes long and it's easy to consume. I'm watching hour long episodes of people and their stupid dating that I don't care about. Anyway, so.
Then why are you watching the show?
So I could talk to you about it.
Yeah.
Are you mad at me for that?
Yeah. I didn't watch the show.
I'm sorry, I work for this.
Yeah.
So you hate working again.
Yeah, what'd you do today?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just covered a little bit of genocide.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Lighthearted. You
know? Light.
Little light. Yeah.
Lifting.
Yeah, she
easy, easy peasy stuff.
I've watched this show.
Yeah.
Keep going.
So there's this guy named Jeremy and this woman named Chelsea.
Yep.
And it's really sad because Chelsea was a better match. We don't know because new episodes came out today, so who knows what happened. But
Marsh,
I'm
can you pull
it,
these up, please? Because I want to see visual help or visual aids.
When I tell him to.
Yeah.
Marsh, don't listen to him.
He's not your boss.
Wait, don't pull him up yet?
No.
Yeah, I guess I'm going in blind.
He's going to pull him up when I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Chelsea should have ended up with Trevor, for the record, because Trevor was like a meathead and he had a mullet, and Chelsea loves mullets, and Chelsea's a little millennial. She like talks about how she like, she keeps, you know what pisses me off?
Mm.
She keeps saying, a bunch of the girls, because a bunch of them are like in their 30s, they're like, I just want to find my person. Shut up.
Yeah.
Why?
The sentence, my person.
Isn't that the whole concept of the
what's
show?
What's offensive about that?
You guys don't hate that? That's the cringiest sentence in the whole wide world.
I mean, it's
when Marsh is nodding his head, I get concerned because usually little, he's on my side.
Yeah, I think
it's a little cringe,
my
but
person?
Like it's a.
I think
wow.
I think there's
it's
many.
A red flag for me. Don't be like, I'm looking for my person. You know what I mean? I'm not your fucking person.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Keep going. Chelsea did that a lot, and I didn't vibe with it. But
okay,
Chelsea's
angry
fine.
Lady, go on.
Anyway, so they're dating, and there's this Jeremy guy that's also. He's talking to Chelsea and he's talking to this other girl, Jessica, who's a freaking bombshell. But Jessica tells him that she has a kid. And then all of a sudden he's like less interested in Jessica. So fuck him, number one. And then Chelsea, in their dating, Chelsea's like, oh, do you ever get a celebrity lookalike? And he's like, no, not really. What about you? And she's like, well, because I have dark hair and light eyes, people say Megan Fox.
I saw a TikTok of this.
And so now you can pull up their pictures. Jeremy and Chelsea, Love is Blind.
Didn't they end up together though?
Well, so yeah. So then he's like more interested in her. He's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, and he ditches Jessica and he starts talking to her more. And then he chooses her. He proposes. So they get to meet in person. When they meet in person, the vibe is not there.
Yeah.
Like, Chelsea is in love with him.
She looks like Megan Fox?
I saw her.
What, yeah. Was I not supposed to say anything?
Only the gay man has the ability to say that without getting flamed.
Wait, but I mean, I think she's beautiful, but she doesn't beautiful. Look like... That's, I mean, she's a stunning
Austin,
woman.
Is she natural?
And she's beautiful and natural. Natural and beautiful. No. She's don't get me wrong. She looks gorgeous, but she doesn't look like Megan Fox, and she's also not even a.
She also
doesn't have brunette hair.
No, but didn't they end up together too? Wasn't like didn't he propose and he's like, I love you, that I'm happy.
Well, so this is what happens.
Okay.
Even though you don't look a thing like Megan Fox.
So he said, I'm happy. And what happens then, after they all get paired off, they get shipped off on their honeymoons.
Sure.
So like then the next episode is all of them in Maui or some shit, and they all are in their own villas and blah, blah, blah.
My man just wanted to get a good vacay out of it, I think.
Yeah, and so there's been some weird, he's had some weird moments, like he complimented another girl's looks while they're at the villa and stuff like that. Ooh. And then the next episode,
the honeymoon is too soon for that.
Yeah,
the next episode they get shipped home.
Did the
home,
other girl look like Megan
Fox,
actually?
And now they have to live
actually,
together. No,
this,
no, no. Oh, there
lady.
You go. Yeah.
Jimmy, when he doesn't meet Megan Fox... Oh no, that face is not like the
and
look.
She like runs. Look at his face compared to her face. She's so excited. Wait, we need the full thing. You gotta find the whole full thing. Cause then she sits there and she's like, you're so cute. And he's like,
got great teeth.
Yeah, yeah. And so later he told her that at the villa because she was like,
you've been watching the shit out of
this. I pay attention to things, the goings ons.
You were lying to me for a little bit. Because I got in my head about.
You're surprised I'm not tattooed from.
Yeah. Not that, but like other things.
Oh, no. Oh, that's so uncomfortable. Oh,
You told me 1,000 things. We sort of like hit on looks, but.
Not for you.
Oh, shit. He's disappointed. Wait, he says something here.
She definitely lied to me. How she looked.
Oh
Chelsea
my
told
gosh.
Me she looked like Megan Fox.
I'm so sweaty.
But
you're so sweaty.
It doesn't really matter. I'm very attracted to her.
He says I'm still attracted to her.
Uh-huh. Sure. Such a liar.
But I don't think
he
there's
said
any
I can
recovery.
Work with that?
Yeah, he said I can
That's
work with that.
That's not something you want to hear.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, can I be honest?
What? Mm.
I don't
look
think
like
meeting
Megan
someone
Fox.
On a fucking reality show is the way to do that anyway.
What?
So.
Gasp.
Yeah, but, maybe they'll work out.
No.
But it's great fucking TV. I think we should do it on Twitch.
Yeah, the better part is when she first tells him she looks like Megan Fox in his room, he literally goes.
Yeah, he gets really excited. And then, but the new episodes come out today, so who knows? I don't
His
know.
His imagination ran wild.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do?
Well,
if you don't
I mean,
know
it's
someone
not
looks
like
can they say that?
It's not like that crazy for him to expect something that looks like Megan Fox.
That's yeah, but it's also like so bold. I feel like it's like
okay. When this episode comes out, Hassan will be getting canceled for that.
That's what he was told. What do you mean? Like. Listen, I'm not walking around being like I look like Brad Pitt.
But
you know
if you were
I mean?
On this dating show and you had to say what celebrity you looked like, what would you say? Like they're like gun to head, what celebrity
Jack
you look
Black,
like.
Chris Farley,
Danny DeVito. You gotta fuck up. He's a mind fuck.
Wait, so you just lie?
No,
you don't look like Jack Black.
I look like Chris Farley.
I don't think so.
On Ozempic maybe.
Yeah.
No,
Chris Farley on Ozempic.
None of us are seeing it.
Okay,
you act like Chris Farley.
I say Danny DeVito, and then they're like,
"You want
what
them to
the fuck?
Really fall for your personality?
You don't look like Danny DeVito at all."
I get told I look like Tim Dillon.
Who's Tim Dillon?
Oh no!
Can you look that up?
Kind of, but no, yeah. No. If you said that and then you showed up, people would be excited.
Well, I don't see it.
Oh no.
Okay, I get the actor from You.
They have the same hair. You get Penn
yeah,
Bagley?
No, you get not Penn Bagley, but no, he's fucking not bringing up the obvious lookalike that you literally
I don't even know
do.
The guy's Ooh. Name.
The guy
from Walking
Dead. Walking
Dead.
Who
yeah.
does he look like
the,
from
he's
Why
also
are you
from
acting
you.
Like that's not who they No, that's not Penn Bagley or whatever.
Yeah, Rick Grimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's an attractive man too. Huh? I don't know why you don't.
No, he looks a lot older than I do.
Oh, that's why you're embarrassed for the comparison.
I can see that.
You literally look exactly like him, dog.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. He's a good looking guy.
I'll say, who could I say? I don't know who I look like.
You're just so unique.
That's not what I meant at all. I just don't think I look.
Never say that anything.
They don't really say that.
Not really, except for the football guy who looks like a way chattier version of me. What is it?
Oh yeah.
Oh, Coleman? You mean like
Sam Coleman?
Sam Hartman.
What's it like?
But he's like way hotter. Wait, what?
What's it like to be just a supermodel?
Why
are you pissed off?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes,
good one.
I mean, he's definitely way better looking than me. Let's be real.
I think his features are too defined. I think you've got a softened, a little bit
sounds
softer
offensive
of a look. No, it's not. No, but I'm serious. I think you're better looking than him.
Call me a bitch.
No,
oh, his you know are who like. Else I've been told strong. I look like Emil Hirsch.
I've gotten Baker Mayfield too. Emil Hirsch.
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Football player.
I've gotten this.
Not really.
You don't really look like anyone.
I don't think
so. That's
what
I'm realizing.
What the fuck?
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I'm having a hard time with Will and Hassan.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I think people with... I get a lot of just random people with brown hair and brown eyes.
You're like that one guy from that one movie where they hold up the sign on Christmas.
That's
like,
the same guy that is in The Walking Dead, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. Also, that's funny. He does look like him.
He does
you
look
know
like
who else I look
does.
Like?
Who?
Pull this up. Young Santa Claus claymation.
Oh, cool.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I've gotten this a lot. I look like the young Santa Claus from, yeah. Yep.
Okay, fair. Okay, facts.
Wait, is that
what you would tell someone on Love is Blind? You would be like, I look like
if
a
I had
young...
to describe what I look like, yes, I would say I look like young Santa Claus in that claymation movie.
I don't think I'd be able to put two and two together.
Well, I'm doing my best, kidding.
That may be the closest.
That of all the ones you named, that is closer.
All right, Cutie Cinderella, elephant in the room. What does Cutie look like? Damn. Let's address it.
Britney Spears.
I don't look like Britney Spears.
A little bit. You look like my sister, actually, but we don't have a picture.
Fucking, perfect. What's the Barbie movie?
I don't look like
Margot Robbie.
I'm just... Mm-hmm. I'm
Margot Robbie,
and
Queen.
White.
You look like Margot Robbie.
Thank you, guys.
You look like
yeah.
a really stressed out Margot.
Yeah.
Robbie.
Yeah. Okay. Fair. Facts. Actually, you're right. Yeah. Margot Robbie put through the ringer. Okay. Margot Robbie, if she was a cat lady.
That's fucked up. That's pretty fucked up.
He said it looks like claymation Santa Claus. You agree? We can't dish it out.
Yeah, it was fine. It was fine.
Okay.
Well,
Cargo Robbie with a meth addiction.
Okay, give me a bad one then. What do I look like but bad?
We just said you don't look like anything.
That
like
sucks. Anything what the fuck? I want to play this game.
Can't.
I don't know what you
look
like bad.
You,
you kind of look like a who's the guy that did Batman? Oh, you kind of look like no, not Gavin Newsom. I'm trying to figure
what?
It out. I don't know. Hold on.
That is the most insane.
I'm the only one that's trying here.
I know.
Trying to
I
figure
gave
someone.
Up. I don't think he looks like him. Yeah, do you think he looks
you're
like
you're not trying hard, though.
There's like the most faces, I think.
I'm trying to log. Trying to blur into someone else.
You with your haircut, it does look like some sort of like you could be Batman.
Robert De Niro?
Which Batman?
I don't know. You could be. You could just be casted as
Wait.
The new Batman.
Did you say De Niro?
Was Robert
who's
De Niro
the,
ever
who's
Batman?
The one Batman with the dark eyebrows and the gray hair?
All
George
of them.
Clooney?
George Clooney.
I could see a little Clooney.
I was just naming Batmans.
Yeah. I like your glasses,
but
dude. You look good. This is a good look for you.
Thank you.
Oh, you know
you wanted more compliments from me.
Thank you. I appreciate
this it. Is a good look for you. I think the pants, I don't know about those, but the everything else looks great.
Okay.
Just wearing a plain black t-shirt.
I think yeah, it looks good. And your body, you've been looking shredded lately, like very gutted, clean cut. You look great.
Yeah,
what is the segment of the podcast going to be called? Austin
gasses us out.
Yeah, what is going on?
Cutie, you look like Margot Robbie after She's not on crack anymore.
she's
leaving promises in Malibu. Yeah.
Cool.
She's recovering, no, which is cool. Like, yeah. We love her recovery.
We don't know if she'll go back. Yeah.
She will. She will.
Yeah. Yeah. Margot Robbie pre-relapse.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'll take
wow,
it.
We're
I'll
nice
take
to
it.
Each other. Holy
I can't
shit.
Believe you don't have more than fucking P. Diddy and like green flag.
Well, I had other shit, like, but I don't want to talk about all that.
Wait, what?
Give Do us you have other shit?
I told you, I started listing it off. It was, well, I've got the top hashtags on TikTok here too. Jinxie and Moist Critical did a podcast talking about how Kick is forming the wrong kind of culture. See, we don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, no, that's a good topic.
Okay. Resurgence of streamers growing by playing games. Jinxie, Queso, Sketch. And
Sketch?
Yeah, like another streamer, I guess. And then there's some hashtags. Hashtag Monday Motivation.
Yeah.
Hashtag Spring Break. Oh, by the way, it's going to be Spring Break in Miami when I'm there.
Oh,
which
no.
is a disaster.
Like he didn't know.
Oh, my Lord.
Like you
no,
didn't
I swear
know.
To God. I swear
Are
to God.
Are you going
to
look me in the fucking eyes
no, no, no,
and go,
no, 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 no.
Oh, no, it's
no, 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 no,
break.
No, 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 I swear.
Me
That's
I
why
we're
doing the podcast.
Oh,
no, 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 no. I swear on my mother, okay? Nobody does this. I had no idea it was spring break. Who knows? It's
that's,
February.
That's why.
It's not even spring yet.
That's why he's going. That's why we're shooting the
it's
fucking
March.
Podcast
no,
on Wednesday.
No, it has nothing to do
we're
with
We're
going to
see him on MTV Spring Break.
No.
Do they still do that?
I'm sure.
No, 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 Dude. No. Spring break. I'm not even going to go to South Beach. Well, I'm going to go to South, but not during the, not for the beach part. My favorite gay bar, Twist.
No!
What, Twist. Twist is my favorite gay bar on South
Stop.
Beach. And
I think when Jersey Shore was in Miami, they went to Twist.
Yeah. Twist is a huge gay bar. Had no idea it was spring break, but convenient.
Can we talk about something I want to talk about?
Yeah. Why didn't you say something?
We were
I was
always
waiting.
Like that.
I always like to wait and
okay,
let you guys speak.
Let's talk about it.
Have you guys ever seen the movie The Crow?
No.
Yes. It's a great movie.
Marsh, could you please pull up the original Crow?
Mm.
No, just an image of Brandon Lee.
I almost thought this was Nick, my old roommate's favorite movie, but his favorite movie is like Birdman or something.
Different film.
Very
They're
sure.
both birds.
But very different.
They are both birds.
Very different movie.
So The Crow is kind of like a cult classic featuring Brandon Lee and his only like really major breakout role. This is
Brandon
which
Lee.
Also
this is Bruce Lee's son.
Which also has a very tragic ending for
Tragically,
Brandon.
He was killed during the reshoots.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What?
Yeah, so yeah. just like the
Alec
Affleck,
Baldwin, Rust.
Yeah. There was a real gun that made it on set.
Oh.
And during a scene where he shot with like 20 guns at once, someone was firing the real gun and he was shot and died.
It was
dude, that's crazy that
it was blanks what? Guns, real guns shoot blanks as well. But unfortunately, I think a little bit like something was dislodged.
I thought in this situation, a security guard's gun made it.
Oh, I thought it was a, I thought
I
it was
could
a blank.
That's it. I'm never doing movies.
Well,
that's with guns.
Besides
yeah.
the point, I might've gotten it wrong, but, Brandon Lee, this movie is incredible. It's one of those cult classics that people love. I fucking adore this movie. And they have
Very
announced
dark.
Recently that they are remaking it with one of the Skarsgårds.
Mm.
Now, I want you to take one more look at Brandon Lee. Take a look at his... take
oh,
it in. I want
we're
you to
gonna be sad because the Skarsgårds are pretty boys.
No. Well, you tell me. Take in this aesthetic.
Mm.
This uh-huh. is this yeah, is like it. Goth uh-huh. boys around the world for the last 30 years.
This is... This could be played by Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes, have emulated this role. Now, they showed us... Get the full image.
Oh, wait. Yeah, Skarsgård played It.
It. They showed
but
us...
But he's actually handsome.
What Skarsgård would look like as the Crow. And the internet has been not so pleased, we will say. This is Skarsgård as the Crow.
He looks
yeah,
hot.
Yeah, he looks pretty. He looks like the Joker.
He looks like he's the Joker.
He's going to be a Halloween
costume.
Yeah,
he looks like the... Is the Crow a villain?
No.
He looks like a villain.
He's the hero. There's the Crow. There's Skarsgård.
Skarsgård looks like a villain.
He looks like the Joker. He
the
looks
only
like a
thing I don't like,
Joker.
I don't like the eyeshadow makeup that they did without like the white face, but I definitely hate the titty
Yeah,
tattoo.
Show them the titty eye tattoo. This
That part I don't like at all.
Really has. Zoom in on that nipple.
Oh, that's cool.
Enhance. Enhance.
I'm getting one.
Enhance. Enhance.
You, oh, it's really a titty eye. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's
I think wack. This is horrible. They miss the aesthetic so badly. I think it might be one of the worst remake adaptation makeup and art jobs I've ever seen.
I believe in the Skarsgård family. So I think that Billy was still carry.
I'm not critiquing Skarsgård's acting at all. I think makeup and costume department did what I think it might be my least favorite adaptation of all time.
Webin. This might piss you off, but it's my hot movie take.
Sure.
I liked Jared Leto as a Joker. Is that crazy? I liked it.
We live in a society, cutie.
Really?
We live in a society.
I would watch a whole movie with him as a Joker.
Oh my God.
I know people disagree with me. I don't think he was that bad. I think people just were mad.
Mm. Really? Did you watch Morbius?
Was he bad?
No. Did you like Morbius?
Uh-uh. I liked it.
It's kind of hard to...
So you don't like movies and you liked Suicide Squad.
Well, I like Pirates of the Caribbean. That's a movie.
That has nothing to do with
that. That's a theme park.
It's a movie, though.
It's a theme park ride.
Great ride.
But you don't... Was he actually bad? Why is he bad? Why does everyone say that?
Oh.
Cringe.
I want to know. I'm learning.
You really want to
know? Yeah, I really want to know. I don't know why everyone thinks he's so bad.
Because I think... completely missed one of the most iconic characters in comic book history.
But like how?
Every way possible.
Joker is supposed to be a multifaceted, deep, complex character. That's why it's like literally hailed as like a very important role, regardless of the fact that it's a comic book adaptation. Literally Heath Ledger's Joker is like held up to.
Yeah.
I mean, it killed him I think commentary surrounding it.
They wanted to take a big swing with the new Joker and they wanted to modernize him. But they did a lot of things like putting him in a purple Lamborghini. The Joker like hates.
He's anti-capitalist.
Yeah, he's anti-capitalist.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He hates that shit.
I was just being
also putting him in a grill and like random tattoos of like his most famous sayings was just like
ha ha ha.
Just so fucking horrible.
I see now.
It was offensive to me on every level of my person.
He's a big Batman sim.
I as consumer thought, ooh, he's crazy. And I liked that part of it.
Mm.
I thought, oh, he's a little kooky.
I just lost HP points on that.
Really?
Yeah.
Crap.
Oh, he's crazy.
He was just a little crazy. He was a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
when are you
going to
realize Mormon women run the show in the United States of America?
Did it do well in the box office?
No, it didn't. No one liked him. That's why I was curious.
I think it did all right in the box
Everyone
office.
Everyone was mad about it.
I think that was at the time when you could just take a shit in a box if it was a superhero.
Yeah, Suicide Squad was a really like bad COVID movie, though.
Yeah. Well, one of my exes made me dress up as the Joker in a couple's costume before the movie came out because of the trailer.
Yeah, I remember that.
A deeply shameful moment in my life.
But who made you do
I
that?
Made fun one of you exes. A lot for that, if
yeah,
I remember correctly.
It was really fucked up.
I was
up.
Pretty ruthless.
It was really fucked up.
What's the worst Halloween? So that was your worst Halloween costume?
Oh, what's probably. Your worst Halloween costume?
Oh, God. Here, come back to me.
I dressed up as Jesus one year and I carried around an 8-foot cross.
Oh, my God. Was that in college?
Yeah.
That's a sick costume.
At a Southern University.
Oh, my God.
Results were mixed.
Mixed?
You should have done
who doesn't want to get
like
down with
ski
Jesus?
Ski shots or whatever?
What?
If you did like the ski shots, but on the cross?
For some people, it was a big hit. Like, yeah. I had the crown of thorns. I had abs. It was, I looked good. But other people at a Southern University,
they were offended,
screamed at me.
But it's fucking like, Halloween. If you're even like in the vicinity, if you're celebrating, it's like you're sacrilegious.
It's Jesus Christ.
I was an Army Ranger one year.
I regret it.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, no, you should. Now you've
I'm
repented.
Older and wiser.
Yeah. I don't really have a bad one, but I dressed up as like a slutty cowboy a couple years ago. That was kind of rough.
I think you did that with me.
Yeah, it sucked. I don't know why you let me go out in that. I dressed up as this like this slutty cowboy with like a glittery thing. And I went to this party and I got to the party and I was like, oh my God, I'm the gayest person at this party. Like I was dressed the gayest of it.
That's why I made you do it.
Yeah. And then I don't even think you came. Oh, you were there. No, you were there.
For like 10 minutes.
Katie, what was your worst costume?
I do great with costumes. I can't think of a bad one. I really do. What? I'm so good at Halloween. Jeez. I love it.
Wow.
Didn't
you do like the fucking cliche Travis Kelce shit?
Oh, wait. I know my worst costume.
Was the best one out there.
I know my worst costume.
Huh. Oh.
I did a couple's costume.
Stop! I'm walking out.
With my friend,
okay.
Hassan. Okay. And it was interesting because his part of the costume was instantly recognizable by everybody, uh-huh. and my part of the costume needed him to be there. And he went to a different party. And so I was Revolver Ocelot, and he was Snake Solid from Metal Gear Solid. Uh-huh. And instead of people thinking I was Revolver Ocelot, everybody asked if I was Major Lazer.
We're at an hour. I said at the beginning, that guy sucks.
I had a friend of mine who...
Guys...
Fucking asshole.
We're back together. It is a wonderful privilege to be back together. Thank you for watching Fear End.
Thank you for watching Fear End.
We're going to move behind the paywall portion now. Unfortunately, I have
In my defense, I was trying to get laid.
Based.
That's so, based. You know what? You've been forgiven.
All is forgiven. Yeah. So please join us behind the paywall portion. I'm going to host a film night, so I won't be here, but I hope you stick around with my three co-hosts.
How would
They're
you mention
lovely.
Them? I'll mention that part.
Yes, sir.
Or actually, Will's going to be here.
I'm
going to
be here.
And he's teaching a film night behind the paywall.
That's right. All right. Adios.
Bye.
Because that's where I'll go, because I won't have anywhere else to go.
What do you mean? Just clean up after yourself. It's not that hard. What the fuck?
Your bed upstairs. I got to give you props, because I don't do it often.
You did this last week already.
Really?
You give me props for the bed.
The bed? Incredible.
It's Tempur-Pedic.
Would you be... If I... This is crazy. I'm not going to do this. Okay? I'm not going to do this.
Here we fucking go.
But okay. If I wanted to hook up with somebody in your house, I'm not going to do it. This is Patreon for the record. We're running dry a little bit on topic, so I'm coming up
with
theoreticals.
Oh my God. Okay, let's hear it now. Go ahead. Drop it on me.
If I had somebody with me, would it be weird?
Yes. Hook up?
Okay.
No street gaze.
No street gaze. What if you knew them?
I know where this is going.
What's your policy?
I know where this is going.
I don't want to. The reason I actually don't stay here when I have somebody with me is because I don't want to have sex in other people's houses.
Don't have sex.
You couldn't. There's no way.
That's crazy.
If you stayed at my house if you had somebody with you and you stayed at my house, there ain't no way. You wouldn't want to have sex.
A straight sex is different.